Today, our second lesson, the gospel lesson, comes from the gospel according to Luke, the second chapter, Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. Hear the word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room, no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Because there was no room for them in the inn. That's all it says. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. So little said about the location, the actual birthplace of the infant Jesus. So little said about the inn that was full and the manger where Mary laid him. And yet every one of us knows that the family was surrounded by animals. Every one of us knows that Jesus stopped in place after place trying to find somewhere for Mary to deliver her child, their child. Every one of us knows there was an innkeeper. There always was an innkeeper. There has to be an innkeeper, right? Maybe the most talked about character, or better said, the most portrayed biblical character that wasn't. The innkeeper. I surmise it's because of the absolute tyranny of the Christmas pageant. Not this Christmas pageant or that Christmas pageant, just the Christmas pageant. Each Sunday in Advent this year, we will be taking a look at the biblical characters of the Nativity. The shepherds, Joseph, Mary, on Christmas Eve, Jesus, the Magi on the Sunday closest to Epiphany. As a solo pastor back in the day, I spent many Advent times with the children building the creche. Each year I would ask a family that the church would borrow a creche from a family. And then each Sunday I would introduce a new character in the nativity scene, talking about that during the children's time. So this year we're building the creche homiletically. We're building the creche in sermon form. And as you will see in the cover art by our own Sarah Finbow, entitled Creche Building, the cover art on your bulletin, it takes more than the characters to build the creche. It is an act of faith. It takes acts of faith. It takes faith action. Inspired by Jason Osteen's virtual adult education series last year on the art of Advent, we are also pairing each sermon in Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany with a piece of artwork. I invited the staff to join the search. I wrote to Jason and he gave me great suggestions for art that might give inspiration to the character exploration. It's been an intriguing addition to sermon preparation, the search for a diversity of artists, time periods, styles, and of course, there aren't all that many characters, even with the imaginary innkeeper thrown in. So there are limitations when it comes to choosing from the abundance of art that portrays the Nativity. Probably won't come as a surprise that the most challenging search for a Nativity character on canvas was the innkeeper. After all, the search has been for the art of the Nativity, not the art of the Christmas pageant. And according to Luke, the closest we come in Scripture is because there was no place for them in the inn. This portrayal of the Nativity is by the German artist Conrad von Soest. It is part of an altarpiece, and he created it in the year 1403. The baby Jesus is not in the manger, but nestled into Mary's neck. Joseph is kneeling down to a fire and preparing some food. Joseph looks much older than Mary. Behind Mary in the stable, to the left of the animals, it seems there's an angel or two who remain in the faint background. Then there are two animals who are eating and clearly pleased that the baby is no longer blocking the way to their food. It's unclear to me whether the look from the animals, the one looking toward the baby, is one of admiration or more of a stink eye. And to the right, much less prominent than the animals, and holding a rope that appears to be attached to one of the animals, maybe, just maybe, that's an innkeeper, who is either looking to the sky with an arm in the air, tracking the departing heavenly host, or it's a hand going to the head as the innkeeper wonders what on earth is going on and what have I gotten myself into. At the very least, the innkeeper slash farmer is pretty much penned in, more than the animals, and falling off the edge of this setting of the Nativity. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. But at some point, maybe not in the imagination of artists, but certainly in the church's traditions and remembering, at some point, an innkeeper is created. It could have been as simple as the person who volunteered to direct the pageant in First Church anywhere, anytime, the person deciding that every other child just couldn't be an angel or an animal. Or maybe the first pageants were really put on by adults who refused to make animal noises. So an innkeeper was born. Or perhaps, somewhere, somehow in the collective remembering of the people of God, the sacred telling of the birth of Messiah, perhaps the role of the innkeeper became an affirmation that humanity's first response to God's gift of salvation, first response to the Word of God incarnate, first response to the love, mercy, and grace of God made known in the birth of the child Jesus, humanity's first response was a silent, unseen act of hospitality, a simple act of kindness, an anonymous gesture of mercy. That before the shepherds were completely blown away by the divine announcement from on high, and before the Magi were captivated by a heavenly sign, someone said, "You can stay here." That long before the collective shout of humanity's sin was, "Crucify him, crucify him," the last word the child heard in his mother's womb was someone saying, "You're welcome here." Yes, of course, the Nativity, it all started with the voice of God speaking through the angel Gabriel. The first move belonged to God. The angel speaking to Zechariah, the angel speaking to Mary, the angel speaking to Joseph. Yes, God and the angels and Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph, that's where it all starts. Somewhere along the way, just before the child was born, someone saw the exhausted woman, great with child, a frantic father-to-be. Someone saw two wanderers from another place in crisis, two strangers desperately in need of help. Someone saw them, and whether Joseph knocked or Joseph asked or Mary just sighed loud enough for someone to hear, someone said, "Here, let me help you." For the prophet Isaiah, preparing the way of the Lord was an earth-shaking, world-turning, upside-down, kingdom-coming kind of blast. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. For John the Baptist, preparing the way of the Lord came by baptism, confession, repentance. Bear fruit worthy of repentance, the Baptist preached. But when it came to Mary, Joseph, and the child, Jesus, preparing the way of the Lord came with someone showing compassion, someone remembering the prophet Micah, love kindness, someone foreshadowing what Jesus said after telling the parable of the Good Samaritan, go and do likewise. Someone who said, oh, my, you need some rest. Come with me. A silent, unseen act of hospitality, a simple act of kindness, an anonymous gesture of mercy. It doesn't have to be all that complicated, does it? For heaven's sake, there's enough complication and complexity and challenge, and just really hard stuff when it comes to your life and mine these days. Too many things near and far, too much in the world and too much close to home, such a cacophony of noise to fill your head and a swirl of life to knot your stomach. So this morning, with the innkeeper, comes the gift of simplicity. Receiving the Christ child in your heart, in your life, in the world, it begins with kindness, mercy, and compassion. Maybe that's why the role of the innkeeper started, so that when it comes to the nativity of Jesus in the world, every one of us could have a part in the play. How about a hand for the innkeeper? How about a word for the innkeeper? Yes, the innkeeper is nowhere to be found in Scripture. Yes, the innkeeper is hard to find in the most famous and classic artistic renderings of the Nativity, but someone had to have said, someone must have said to Mary, Joseph, and the child to be named Jesus, someone said, please stay here. Someone said, you can rest here. Someone said, I can help you. Someone looked upon that holy family and having no idea who they were, where they were from, or what would happen, someone showed them mercy. Someone beyond the holy family, it was humankind's first reaction to God's wondrous gift of love made known in the baby Jesus. And whoever it was, we should never forget that it all started. The Nativity all started with the smallest act of kindness. And pray that we never forget what she did, what he did, what they did. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. And as for us, as for you and me, let's be innkeepers. Innkeepers, one and all. Thanks be to God.